Unbranded Podcast, and I'm your host, Susie Dean. I'm so grateful to have you on this journey with me. And by journey, it's a journey of self-discovery, of learning about others, reigniting the passions I've long had but never had the time to dive into until now. If you're here, I'm sure you also have an interest in plant magic, living in alignment with nature, spirituality, and the magic that surrounds us that we don't see but works constantly in our lives. And I'm sure you also consider yourself a little bit woo-woo. So sit crisscross applesauce, cleanse your space, set up your diffuser with some oils that uplift you, and enjoy while we have interesting conversations with interesting people on Unbranded with Susie Dean. Hi, friends. I'm back, but only for today. To my valued and dedicated listeners, this is the last episode of the Unbranded Podcast, at least for the foreseeable future. If you know me or you watch my content, you know that I'm absolutely passionate about following flow over force. And while I love and absolutely adore meeting new people, learning about them, learning about different interesting topics and getting comfortable with them, the back-end admin aspects of editing and promoting a podcast just don't light me up and don't bring me joy and have been taking up the emotional and mental space that I think could be better used elsewhere. So I just decided the end. I feel great about this decision. And who knows, maybe I'll pick it up again at a later date when I can outsource those menial admin tasks. But for now, I'm looking forward to watching a new website be created, developing a blog, and writing a monthly newsletter, maybe. I'm really excited about all of the ideas running through my head. And I'll also have more time to delve into my Young Living business, focus my creativity into content creation, and use my extra time to spend building relationships with you guys, my community, and of course, spend precious time with my family. So, with that being said, though, the last episode of Unbranded is a really, really good one, and one I think you'll all be interested in and have takeaways from, because the topic is manifesting with feng shui. How perfect is this? So I'm thrilled to introduce you to Christina Hollinger, a feng shui expert whose journey began in Chicago. Newly married and seeking fulfillment in her life, Christina discovered feng shui as a way to transform her space, and it turned out to be so much more than just decor. By applying the principles of feng shui, she created a life full of flow, balance, and unexpected blessings, from career advancements to personal peace to being on HGTV. Now a certified feng shui consultant, Christina helps others design the lives they deserve. She combines the practical and the woo-woo aspects of feng shui to bring harmony and empowerment into homes and workplaces. I can't wait for you to hear her insights and stories about how feng shui can create shifts, not just in your space, but in your entire life. And I can't wait to share with you how good I am at stalking my years-long perfection of stalking people on social media, the internet, and getting to know them from afar, not in a creepy way, in an admiration way. It'll all make sense in the episode. Anyway, sit back, enjoy.
Well, I absolutely love you. This is great. I'm super excited to be here. I haven't been on a podcast in a while. I don't know why. It's just like I have my own show, but I haven't like been a guest on other people's shows in a while. And your energy was just so like beautiful. Like you just were just so excited, and you made it feel like it was going to be like a party. So I brought like my tea.
Well, I brought my wine.
I was looking at your Instagram and like she like shotguns beers. I'm like, I should have brought that. She's going to think I'm so lame.
Okay. Don't think that you're going to get out of this. What happens to you when you get overly stressed?
Here's the thing. So I just turned 40 this year.
Congratulations. I heard the best.
So far, it's like the biggest shift ever. It's like energetically and physically, I'm just like, I feel so much more in my body. And I feel like I was living with anxiety for a long time and I didn't realize it. I would say for the past year and a half or so, I have like a PEMF mat, like the stress, it's always made my shoulders tense and I used to have really bad skin. But like in the last 2 years, I just feel like I've really unlocked so many keys to like how to regulate my nervous system. It's been great. So I don't know. I don't know how old you are, but I'm like, maybe I think the eye twitching will eventually go away with age. It gets better.
Well, when I just turned 30, which was great because going off of what you said about being 40, I feel like the narrative around women aging has become a lot more positive, at least in my circles. So in my earlier 20s, I was like, oh, 30. I feel like I'm even 25. I was like, oh, my God, I'm so stressed. But I feel like I've been so socialized in the best way in the last few years that when I turned 30, I was like, hell yeah. I hear like every decade you just become more comfortable with yourself. You know yourself more. You care less about what other people think. And it does. It's not the end of fun, vivacious vitality. It's just a deepening of knowing who you are. And that sounds so freaking cheesy. But if you saw that I shotgun beers, you might not know this part about me, but now I'm going on a tangent. But
no, tell me. I don't know a ton about you yet, Susie. So
I felt the same way about motherhood when I got pregnant. And I intentionally got pregnant and like planned my whole life around it because I was like, well, when you get pregnant, your life ends and you can't do fun stuff anymore and you can't travel and you can't be like, you can't have your personality, like your personality is your kid. But in the middle of pregnancy, I was like, what am I talking about? I am entering my MILF era. And other women who don't have babies, whether they're of their own body or not, they're not in their MILF era. I am up leveling. So I went into my postpartum period and I was like, not only do I still have my personality and go on fun trips and like get to bring my baby as like my buddy now to experience all this with, but I'm in my MILF era. I'm like Susie enhanced. So that mindset is how I feel now about our conversation with growing older.
I love it. So how old is your child?
He just turned 2 in September.
Oh my God. Amazing. Well, yeah, it's just like, congratulations on that. When I was 30, I also had my first baby when I was 29. So I turned 30 when she was like 4 months old. I have 2 kids. So Henry's 7 and Abby's 10.
Okay.
And they're great ages, but it's like, it's finally starting to get easier too. I feel like as much as you get to be yourself and have your personality, like I hear out, like it's like the phases of motherhood. It's such a beautiful dance because you want to like still keep your own sense of self as well as like they are your greatest teachers. And I just,
yes.
I love, I feel like I'm almost like, you know, we're like literally 10 years apart. When is your birthday? Okay, let's do signs and then we can get into all things feng shui. But I need to know.
Are you the host or am I?
I know. You can come on my show too. Okay, we'll do another swap.
So I am a Virgo sun, Libra moon, and Capricorn rising.
Okay, interesting.
My Mercury is in Scorpio.
Wow.
So I think that's why I'm good at conversations and getting
deep fast.
Yes.
So listen to this. My Salk node is in Scorpio.
I don't know. I don't like, I know I'm woo-woo bestie, but astrology is not my thing. So you need to me like I'm a kindergartner.
No, but when you talk about it, I'm like, I know so much about you now. Like it's because my south node is Scorpio, so like that's where I came from in a past life. So I go deep, fast, easy. My Mercury is in Gemini, so I'm just talkative. My north node, well, it doesn't really matter. This is where the connection is. I think is kind of interesting. I think you said your sun is in Virgo and your moon is in Libra, and I'm a Libra sun.
Oh, so I know that when we have overlap in the big three, that means we're more compatible personality wise.
Yay. So this should be a great conversation. And, you know, I don't know if South, I don't know big three. It's like, what is it? Sun, moon and rising are the big three. So we've got that in common. Virgos are great. My husband's Virgo. I have so many Virgos in my life. I'm loving this. What's your rising again? What did you say?
Capricorn.
Okay.
So I'm very very I've in the past like 5 to 7 years, I've been in a process of unlearning perfectionism and learning how to and trying to teach myself how to be more type B and laid back, because anxiety is my baseline, high strung, control on everything, perfectionistic. So that's still very present in my everyday life with the Capricorn and the Virgo together.
I think it's really interesting because just from like at a glance at like your social media and things like that, I'm like, you seem so, well, Capricorn's an earth sign, so you do seem earthy, you know, and so same with Virgo, but you seem like more of like an Aquarius, like eclectic. You seem very, you're woo-woo busty. It seems very, even more Scorpio, more, I'm getting a little bit more other vibes. So I think you're doing a really great job of listening up and like stepping into that. Have a great conversation.
Oh, I'm not worried at all. I even stalked you a little bit. Here's the thing. So at the end of every conversation, I ask all of my guests 5 fun questions, just like either related to you or not, just off the cuff to be silly. And so before this, I was like, oh, I wonder if I can find like a post that she may have made in like 2014 when she wasn't worried about like the world, or she didn't have this career, who knows where you might have, just something embarrassing. And obviously there was nothing on your page, and obviously there was nothing in the tagged section of your page. So then I was like, oh, well, obviously the next step is like a former sorority girl stalker pro. It's like, let's go to the people that she follows, because she must have a personal account too, and see if she follows another Christina Hollinger, that I can go into that Instagram and see if I can find some dirt on her there. Could not find. Found some
pro stalker.
Thank you. I found some family members, but I was like, from what I could see, I was like, I think they might be like brothers and aunts, and I just don't think that they're gonna have any dirt on her. So I do have some fun questions, but
oh my gosh. Okay. I'm excited now.
Not in a creepy way, in an admiration way. You have to tell me, where on earth did feng shui come from? What's the origin story?
And the funny thing is, so I got married in 2012 to my now husband. So we've been married about 12 years. And after our wedding, we were living in the South Loop of Chicago. And I kind of had like the post-wedding blues, if that's like even a thing. I was just like, now what? Now we're married. Okay. And I had a new teaching job that I really enjoyed. Everything seemed like really good from the outside. I was like taking really good care of my health, and I looked like better than ever. But I still had this deep down longing for something more. And I just felt like something was missing. I decided, as I looked around our apartment, I was like, let's make this space more inviting. I think I was like getting like this nesting vibes, even though I was not pregnant or anything like that. But I'm like, let's make it look nicer. And my mom is a chiropractor. So I grew up in a holistic home, and she had mentioned something about feng shui to me at one point. And I was like, let's see what that's all about, because I want my space to feel good, not just look good. And then what actually ended up happening, like I remember it clear as day, I was having my glass of wine, watching Dateline on a typical Friday night, like all 28-year-olds who are just married do. I fell upon something called the Bagua map. And the Bagua map is what really drew me into feng shui, because basically what I learned is that there's an area of your home that represents your career, represents wealth, represents relationships. So there's like 9 areas of your home and 9 areas of life represented in your home. And I was hooked. So I was like, all right, let's do this. So I started with some of the most essential areas according to Google, and I started with my front door. I feng shui'd our bedroom and the wealth area. And for listeners, in case you're wondering, because everyone wants to know, your wealth area when you walk into your front door is in the far back left-hand area of your home. So when you walk in, far back left area of your home. Within 6 to 9 months, like all things in my life changed and shifted in the best kind of way. My husband got a promotion that he wasn't expecting. We found out we were having our first baby, and we ended up moving into our very first home. And I like to say, with grace and ease. And it wasn't necessarily it shouldn't have been easy. Like, we didn't have a nest egg or anything like that. But it, like, everything just started falling into place. And I was like, I didn't even know I wanted to be a mom. And here I am. And it was so fulfilling and so exciting. I had been working in public education for 18 years. And so at the time, I was a teacher. And my nature is to teach others. So I didn't come from a lot of money. I came from a lot of scarcity. And so when I discovered this manifesting wisdom, I just wanted to teach more people about it. I didn't understand why more people didn't know how to manifest abundance through feng shui. And so, of course, I went and got certified. And that was where the story began, because I couldn't keep it to myself. And so now, 12 years later, I've been manifesting with feng shui. It's completely changed my entire life, the trajectory of my life. And now I help more and more people do it too.
I am big into manifestation, all different types. And during my period of stalking you over the last week and your website, beautifully done, great photos of you on there, was the very first time that I was like, manifestation with feng shui? Of all of the quote woo-woo or spiritual or Eastern philosophical things, feng shui is the one that I know the least about. So my understanding was feng shui, we want to organize our home in a way that energy is flowing and energy is not getting stuck, and we are feeling good and the other people in our homes are feeling good, and just more of an energetic purpose. And then I was like, manifesting with feng shui? And then I was like, well, duh, if you're working with energy, the energy is going to have space to flow. So can you explain to me more of the relationship between manifestation and feng shui and how energy plays into that?
Well, I have to be honest, for a really long time, I resisted the term manifesting with feng shui, because I was like, it's so, everyone's talking about manifesting and it just sounds, I don't know, I just didn't necessarily think it was appropriate. But then I literally just changed my podcast to be called Manifesting with Feng Shui because of exactly what you described. People don't realize it's a manifesting tool. I'm going to take you back to the Bagua map, because I think that's the easiest way to explain it. So the Bagua map is a 9-square grid, and you lay it on your floor plan, and you can identify different areas of your life that are represented in your home. So like taking the wealth example, for example, in the far back left area of your home, that area is going to be activated by the wood element. So all 9 areas of life are activated by a different element. When you apply the wood element to the wealth area, you're essentially activating that space of your home and of your life so that your finances can grow. You can represent the wood element in numerous ways. You can represent the wood element through shape. So a vertical rectangle is going to activate the wood element. And people like Allison Victoria, who I've worked with on HGTV, love this aspect of manifesting with feng shui, because shape doesn't necessarily change your decor. Like, you can like boho chic decor or traditional modern farmhouse decor, and anyone can find something that's a vertical rectangle that's their style, right? And so if you put that in your space, it could be a picture frame, could even be like actual wood element, like a money tree or bamboo plant to represent the wood element. Flowers represent the wood element. That would be great in that space. Or even, I will elaborate one more thing, color can also activate a space. So you can lean into green, or especially in the wealth area, purple and gold are going to activate the space. It's not, when I tell my clients, my one-on-one clients and people in my 12-month manifesting journey program, what I tell them is it's not about doing all the things. You can just choose what feels right to you, what looks good to you, what feels good to you, and you can activate the space with your intention. And what I also tell my one-on-one clients and people in my 12-month manifesting journey is your intention is far more important than perfection when it comes to manifesting with feng shui. So you can literally use the elements in all 9 areas of life to activate your intentions for all 9 areas of your life. And your job is to set your intention and do the feng shui adjustment and then trust the universe to fill in the details. Allow the universe to catch up with your dreams. And I literally do this. I've been doing this for years. I've been teaching it for years and it works and it's so much fun.
And I want to go deeper. The first thing that I want to say is that I just want to comment on is your explaining this in such a way that makes it so accessible to all socioeconomic classes. Mm-hmm. Because we don't, my first question that popped into my head when you said the wealth area, the far left corner of your house is represented by wood. And I was like, okay, well, do I need to get real wood from like a tree? Do I need to go to an antique shop? Can fake wood count? And then the next thing you said was, it can just be the shape of wood. It can be a picture of wood. And that makes it so, it makes it accessible and it makes it exciting for people who may not have a lot to work with, but want to be intentional with their homes and with utilizing all of the tools at their disposal to, I totally understand what you say when you feel weird with the word manifest, but use all the tools that they can to manifest the life that they are worthy of. When it comes to any of these areas, and we're setting our intentions and we're applying the elements, this might be silly. Is there a way is that I could accidentally offset the area that I've created?
Right, right. So, and you know, I'm absolutely like a love-based practitioner. And I just want to say, like, I literally got chills when you said, like, you are making feng shui so accessible to all socioeconomic classes. Because like I told you, like, I came from scarcity. I didn't come from money. I came from a childhood where it was like, you know, money doesn't grow on trees. I hope you like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches because we just bought a house. You know, we moved into our first house when I was like in second grade. And such lack mindsets, such scarcity. As I was manifesting with feng shui and experiencing abundance starting to flow in, like that was all I could think about is why isn't everybody doing this? And so just thank you for acknowledging that. Like I'm not, my work is not done. Like that's why I do my podcast. That's why I felt called to talk to you because I'm like, more people need to know about this. By the way, like I'm not trying to do a plug, but I do have a free mini course and I've created this free mini course so much so that I feel deep down that like if that's the only thing you ever did with feng shui, you just took this free mini course, I truly feel like it would change your life and you could never talk to me again. And it would like just be such a great honor for people just to download the videos. It comes with a PDF step by step and it could literally change your life. And ever since I started practicing feng shui 12 years ago, and that my intention was always to make it more accessible to people, but it was also to be a place, a safe place for people to go to know that they're getting a consistent methodology. Because when you Google feng shui, you're going to get so many different trains of thought. I do want to share with listeners, like I teach BTB school feng shui. It's a more modern feng shui that was brought to the United States in the 1980s by Professor Lin Yun. That's the consistent practice that I teach. So when you Google feng shui, you might find things about the traditional compass method or the original form school. And I just want to clarify, everything you get from me is going to be from the BTB school feng shui. So that being said, let's use an example around the wealth area and just stick with that for a little while. Because one thing I love about feng shui, most of my one-on-one clients and people who come to work with me, they are looking to attract more money. And there is no shame in that. And I think for a long time, I resisted talking about money because a lot of people in the spiritual community feel like that's a very taboo topic. But you know, my birthday is October 8th. 8 is a money number. It's a money of leadership. I'm really into numerology. And I believe that it's a huge purpose, part of my life purpose is to show people how to step into abundance. And luckily, feng shui has a lot of money adjustments that you can do. In regards to the wealth area, when you walk into your home, the far back left area of your home is the wealth area, and it's activated by the wood element. It's also nurtured by the water element. But we have something called destructive elements in feng shui. So technically, if you have a lot of overabundance of metal energy in that space, metal chops wood. Like think of an axe chopping down a tree. And metal is represented through like the shape of a circle or a lot of like white, silver, gold, and like really like what else? Just even just metal decor. Now, here's the thing. You can have metal elements represented in the wall theory. That's fine. In fact, there's something in feng shui that like there's this theory that if you have a little representation of all five elements, you're going to create harmony in that room and in that space. That's the good news. It's like you don't have to color code your house by the Bagua map. You don't have to have only vertical rectangles in the wealth area. You know, you can set your intention because that's more important than perfection. And ultimately, as a practitioner, if I'm doing a one-on-one feng shui consultation and I walk into your wealth area and there is an abundance of metal energy, I might just ask the person. I might just say, like, how's it going with your finances? Like, how do you feel? And if they're feeling like they're being limited, you know, stuck in any way, I might help them to balance out the elements more. The wood element and the water element are more represented. You know, and I do talk about the elements, like in my free mini course, it's like three steps. First step is get your hands on the Bagua map and figure out which rooms correlate with which areas of life, right? That's kind of what we've already talked about. Then the second step is apply the elements. And so I walk you through how to represent all five elements and the best places to use these elements and with your intention. So it's really like that's the simple part. And then the last step is just to clear the energy, like declutter, clean, vacuum, dust, because you can decorate all day, but if you don't actually clear the space, then it's going to feel murky in your life.
As a Virgo, my mind is going to, okay, am I going to get, for lack of a better word, I know this is not appropriate, am I going to get reprimanded by the energy if I decide to do the most? Can I screw myself by being an overachiever in feng shui and just going like so wood in that left corner of my house?
No, I don't know, because the truth is, like I said, your intention is so much more important than perfection. Right. And I think the Virgo needs to hear that. Right. And when I first started learning how to manifest with feng shui, I would go to my training with Lori Polly at the Feng Shui School of Chicago, and I would have a laundry list of shit I needed to do in my house. And I was like, oh, I got to get a plant with a purple pot and put it in my wealth area, put 8 coins in it so I save more money. I don't have any Virgo on my chart, but I love making lists and I love checking things off. And so for me, I fell in love with the practice so quickly that I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go all in. And I would just watch in awe and wonder as like things would happen. And I'd be like, oh my God, it's working. And literally, I told you, I've done this for 12 years, but like I've done feng shui adjustments where, you know, literally the next day, my husband, I did a secret wealth adjustment that my teacher taught me. And I teach it to like people like in my mastermind program. And basically, like literally the next day, he walks into my home office and he's like, Christina, like I was looking at an account that I kind of haven't been watching, totally forgot about it. And he's like, we're going to be able to like use like $70,000 to like get out of debt and do some home improvement that we've been wanting to do. And so like I'm telling you, like this is just like one example. This is the story of my freaking life. And now listen, I'm not living on a yacht somewhere and I don't have like a second home in Italy yet. You know, it's a process. And like I said, I've been doing this for 12 years. So it's like, but I've been working with clients who have like story, all sorts of stories. And I won't tell you all of them now, but I try to share them as much as I can on my Instagram because it's fascinating. It's fascinating. It doesn't always happen overnight, but I have stories where it's happened overnight. And it's just like, it's so exciting and it's fun. And my only thing about feng shui, it's like, what do you have to lose, right? It's like,
oh yeah.
But your question was, can I overdo it? And for me, I'm like, I don't know, like give it a try and just see what happens. And if you like run into like crazy, like instances where you just feel like your life all of a sudden just like turned upside down and you're having an issue with it, first, I'd say, well, you're probably getting obstacles or detours in the right direction. So maybe that's what's happening. But at the same time, we could always work through it if you feel like it's too much. But I personally love feng shui. So I'm probably the wrong person to ask.
Gosh, I've already written so down. We could be here for 6 hours if it was a possibility. For anyone else that's listening that's like me, that's like, I want to get an A+ in feng shui and do all of it. You answered my own question by reiterating the intention there, because the fact that I want to get an A+ in feng shui and do it the most is not the most productive or conducive intention, I believe, to have when I'm wanting to manifest wealth. That's like a desperate energy, I think, of wanting to do it well and coming from a place of lack of self-worth. So that's the answer I came up with that. And also, I'm just getting a ping to ask you this. You have been doing this for 12 years. You have so many stories personally of this working and of wonderful things coming into your life. You are inundated, I'm sure, constantly with stories of clients who these things are happening to too. I can't help but think that you're probably a little detached, for lack of a better word, of how magical this is. And I totally could be wrong. Take us back and recount the moment when your husband walked into your office and said, we have $70,000 to pay off our debt and do home improvements the day after you did this adjustment.
I have like chills with you like saying it. I don't know why, because like I remember it perfectly. Like I'm actually in my home office right now. I'm like sitting at my desk, and across from the desk is like the white little chair or couch that I was sitting on. And I know it sounds crazy, but like I just was like, whoa, that worked fast. Like that was the very first thing that I thought. It was just like, whoa, that worked fast. I can't believe it worked that fast. And I did. I learned this new wealth adjustment from my teacher, Lori Polly, who started the Feng Shui School of Chicago. And she also has a school in Sarasota, Florida. And I like emailed her right away. I was like, Lori, it worked. Oh, my God, you're amazing. Here's the thing. Like I said, it doesn't always happen overnight. And so it's just one of those things that like when it does, it's definitely like a, ooh, I'll take note of that story because those are the fun ones to share. I will tell you, like, just looking back on my life in the past 12 years, my life has just been enriched and grown exponentially. Like, I'm living a life of my dreams that I never would have ever in a million years even foreseen, even 5 years ago. And I just think my message has always been, like, I got on HGTV, Windy City Rehab, to do a feng shui space clearing with Allison Victoria. And it started with me sitting on my couch at 9:30 at night after I put my kids to bed. Abby was 5 years old. Henry was 1.5, 2 years old. I was an exhausted mom. The only time I had for myself, I would pour a glass of wine, sit on the couch, and watch HGTV Windy City Rehab. And the reason why I loved it so much is because I'm from Chicago. And so she was taking these old brickstone homes on the streets that I knew and loved, and she was remodeling them and redesigning them and bringing new life back into these homes. And season one, she had 14 episodes. I watched every episode, loved it. And after that season, Chicago loved Allison Victoria, and she started doing all sorts of in-person events. I did my feng shui adjustments, set my intention. I was like, I would love to work with her. I followed the inspiration. Long story short, I ended up handing her my business card at an event. And then like I was on the season finale, season two, HGTV. And I just like to tell this story because I was an assistant principal at the time of an elementary school. I had 2 young kids. I had barely any time to spare to even dream, let alone work on a passion project. But I did it. And I didn't even have a really solid website at the time or anything. It just was like literally manifested my way all the way to HGTV. And I thought that was in 2020. I genuinely thought that was going to be it for me, like the pinnacle moment of my career. Goodbye, public education. I am a feng shui practitioner for life now. And that's not at all how it ended up unfolding. I had a lot of work to do on my business in order to make that a reality. I like to just share the story that anything is possible.
Well, I do a lot of, do you know who Lacey Phillips is in the manifesting space?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I'm a Gabby Bernstein girly.
Oh, like Gabby Bernstein.
Okay.
Yeah. I have some Miracles Now deck that's mm-hmm. baby from her. But anyway, Lacey Phillips, long story short, manifestation person, but not the like woo-woo positive thinking, live in the vortex manifestation. It's all about neuroplasticity and rewiring your neural pathways and using self-hypnosis techniques. And it's very much a lot of it. And what I wanted to talk to you about is in that story was she talks about expanders and how you see people or you get experiences or you get near experiences that show you your manifestation that you want is possible. Because if you want to be going on a trip to another country for free, but you've never seen anyone around you that's a friend of you of yours do it, it's going to be really hard for you to believe that that's possible for you because your mirror neurons haven't seen it. But if you have expanders around you, people that happens to, you're like, oh, I know this person. I get coffee with this person. I go on walks with this person. And this happened to them? Of course it can happen to me. So it sounds like your HGTV stint, while you still did have to do a lot of work to ultimately get to your manifestation and the path that you're on right now, it was an expansive experience to be like, oh, wait, I am worth this. I can be a mom of two little itty bitty chicken nuggets and barely have time to fit in self-care. And this can still happen. Sometimes manifestation things like overlap like that. And I love it. Are you still in education?
Yeah, I work at the district level. I have the coolest job. I'm a social emotional learning coordinator for K-12. So we bring mindfulness in the classroom.
Oh my God.
It's fabulous. It's just the best.
Go on a whole tangent. Okay.
So good.
I know I'm really harping on this manifestation stuff, but I know that a lot of my followers, my woo-woo besties, they're very much into that. And I really want to hone in on the first I want to ask is, can you share about where the philosophy and the ideology of feng shui comes from and how these elements contribute to manifestation and to different areas of our house, love, communication, relationships, I'm sure. And then to follow up, once we get that, when you are using these tools of feng shui to emphasize different areas of your life, is it just the feng shui or are there like follow-up activities that I need to be doing, whether it's physical pen and paper, mindfulness practices, setting aside time for meditation to solidify them?
So good. Such good questions. And I just want to say, like, you kind of started the question with like, I don't mean to just like harp on this manifesting piece, but like my tagline, like when you go to my website, it's like, design the life you deserve. It's like, that's what this is about. Like, and I'm a Libra sun sign. I'm a Taurus north node. Libras and Tauruses are both ruled by Venus, the planet of love and beauty.
Luxury.
Luxury. I love beautiful spaces. So for me, it's just such like, it makes so much sense to like create a beautiful space, make your life look beautiful on the outside and also feel beautiful on the inside. And I truly believe that everyone does deserve to design the life they deserve because you only live one time on this planet, at least as far as I know, in this incarnation. We have a finite amount of time on this planet. And what are you going to do with this one precious life? And I just believe that everyone deserves to dream big, claim those desires. And the best part about feng shui is because you can literally go into each area and like, I encourage you, you know, dream big, set your intention. No one's watching. No one's listening except for you and the universe. And that's what is so interesting about this whole practice is it's very spiritual practice. Yeah. When I first started, I didn't even realize that that's what I was doing. That being said, two things, really. The first question, like, where did all this come from? Feng shui is 3,000 years old or more. And it originated in China. It originated with a lot of research around like house placement, like where would you be able to harvest the most bountiful crops, right? And they found that like when you have a mountain behind the home, then you can have a bigger harvest.
and it's more abundant. So then it kind of translates into those are some of the original, that's the form school. What I truly believe, and the reason why I believe it works, I think it's a variety of things. I think that there is definitely some quantum physics involved. You know, energetics, like, it's real. So, for example, one of the principles of feng shui is to have a solid wall behind you. We consider that having a mountain behind you. It's going to give you more confidence, more clarity. You're going to be more assertive. So it's going to actually help you do better in business if you have a mountain behind you. You'll be in the command position when you're sitting with a mountain behind you or a solid wall behind you in your desk. There's that physical aspect. And actually, you can do a muscle test. You can actually have somebody try to press your hand, your arm down when you're standing in front of a window, and then have someone try to press your arm down when you're standing in front of a wall. And what you'll find is that the solid wall is going to give you more energetic support. There's this quantum physics, quantum mechanics aspect of it. And then I also believe that there's this psychological subconscious peace at mind, a peace of mind as well. So another example, let's talk about the command position. So if your desk is facing a position where you have a solid wall behind you and you can see the entrance of the room, subconsciously, your nervous system is way more at ease because you can see if people are coming or leaving your space. Whereas if your back is to the door, you don't realize it, but your nervous system is a little bit more on high alert because you don't know who's going to come up behind you. There's a lot of pieces of feng shui that are just like energetic to support you. And then additionally, we talked about your intention. And so whenever you do things with intention, you're just also, you talked about neuroplasticity and you talked about someone who teaches about that and manifesting. And I very much believe in building new neural pathways. And I'm a certified Gabby Bernstein spirit junkie, and she goes into a lot of all of that too. So I like to consider myself the Gabby Bernstein of feng shui. And I will explain that in a second because it answers your second question. Your second point was, now, I've shifted my desk. I set my intention for whatever it is I'm calling in. I want to have, you know, more financial security. I want to have more clients, and I want to be more successful in my business. So I'm going to put my desk in the command position. All of those things are going to be possible for you. And what I always tell my one-on-one clients and people on my 12-month manifesting journey, your job is to do the feng shui adjustment and then trust the universe to fill in the details. However, there's a caveat, and I will share this with you. Professor always said, you can move your furniture around, but unless you balance your personal energy, you will not be successful manifesting with feng shui. Now, he actually says, he says it like that. I like to say, you know, will not be as successful, because I don't think you have to have perfect alignment in order to manifest. I don't think that's true. And also, Professor didn't use the term manifesting. So I kind of like, that's just like a paraphrase of what he would say. I consider myself, in a way, the Gabby Bernstein of feng shui, because all of my programs, everything I offer comes with a guided meditation, because that is my way of helping anyone, even in my free mini course. It's my way of helping you to balance your personal energy so that you can balance your internal world. And since I'm talking about Gabby so much, you know, even she has said that visualization is one of the most powerful manifesting tools. What I've learned through my training of feng shui, you can visualize that you are in your wealth area and press play on a guided meditation, and you'll activate the wealth area of your home. If you want to try the free mini course and you want to start manifesting with feng shui, my advice to you would be set your intention and do the feng shui adjustment, and then trust the universe to catch up with your dreams. And in the meantime, instead of micromanaging how or when it's going to happen, just try pressing play on a guided meditation. And it doesn't have to be mine, although I do give you one in the free mini course. But if one resonates with you that someone else has, like, go for it and start visualizing your dream life, because that really is like that secret sauce. And I think a lot of feng shui practitioners agree with me, but I just don't know that they're like consistently bringing that piece of feng shui up all the time. And I think it's really an important piece. You got to have move your furniture and balance your personal energy.
And that makes total sense. So I'm, after that talk, I'm totally ready. Like, I'm so freaking tired.
and I have a call after this, but I'm definitely moving my desk around before I go to bed. So that leads into my next question, which is, when it comes to feng shui, is it just the house or can I feng shui a room?
Absolutely a room.
Oh, fuck yeah. Sorry, can I say fuck? It's my podcast.
It's your show. Go for it.
So I'm thinking, so I'm in my office. I have a lot of like things that I want to do to it. I'm looking at a wall. The doors are behind me. So this can be an easy fix. Just flip the desk around. So if I'm applying the Bagua map to the room, this is my entrance door. So I'm going to look in and I'm going to be like, okay, this far left corner where my desk would be, that's my wealth area. So it would also, would it be beneficial for me to have my work desk here?
Yeah, that's a great spot. Congratulations to you because you're so advanced already. Like, you know, we talked a little bit about how at the beginning of the show, like you can lay the Bagua map on your entire floor plan.
Yeah.
But you also can just lay it on one room. And I encourage you to do that for like your bedroom or your home office. And sometimes that's a better way to get started.
Can we just, before I get to my five fun questions,
which I'm nervous about, the way you, I don't know if you're going to tell, if you're keeping that part in, but Susie said she basically stalked me and she was looking at family members on the internet.
Oh, damn.
I have no idea what's going to happen.
None of them gave me any good information from my stalking. I have no shame. My husband, I'm like, where did you go? Did you go to college? Yeah, you're a teacher.
You didn't figure it out when you were searching? Yes, I went to Eastern Illinois University.
Okay, my husband's from Illinois, so I already talked.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I was in a sorority. Were you in a sorority?
I was not. No.
Okay. So it doesn't even matter. But there was a lot of like, oh, you want to go on a date function with this guy? Well, let's figure his shit out. And
do our research.
You go through LinkedIn. You go through Google. You go through Facebook. You go through Instagram. You go through mutual friends. You go through their tagged photos. You go through their tagged photos on Facebook from high school. You go to their friends and what their friends have. Give me 6 minutes. My husband had, I don't remember exactly what the situation was, but he's like, oh, I don't know who this guy's new girlfriend is. And I'm like, let me see your phone. Doop, 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 doop. I'm like, I've already got her social security number, parents' address. I know the time, place, and location that she was born. So
it's your superpower.
It's my superpower. But would you be willing to just go through the areas of the house quickly? What are they? And what's like one small, tangible, quick thing that we can change, adjust, or add to those areas?
So when you first enter your home, the front center area is the career area. It might be where your front door is, but if your front door is off center, it might not be. Okay. So when you walk into your home, the front center area is the career area. It's kind of like you have to picture like a tic-tac-toe grid, right, on your house. So it's like pretty much mostly like squares. And it does bring up some questions. This is why I do my 12-month manifesting journey. So you can ask me questions. It's like, what if I have a missing piece or my house is not a perfect square? And like that comes up. If you live in a multi-story home, let's just look at it this way. This is how I'm going to guide the listeners because I want you to get value from this, right? I want you to feel like you can stop listening to the show and when the show's over and you can actually do something, and I don't want you to feel like overwhelmed. So just to give you some options, like just visualize like the main floor of your house. And if you feel like your floor plan is like super wacky because you live in like an L-shaped home or something wild, just like visualize your bedroom and like follow the steps this way. Okay. So let's just do like the most invisible adjustments in every area. It's going to be super easy and super simple because it's rapid fire. You first walk into your home, the front center area is the career area. It's the only area activated by the water element. It's activated by the number one or odd numbers. So in order to activate the space, I'm going to recommend that you take a piece of paper, cut it out in like almost like a blob or like a wavy odd shape, because that's going to activate the water energy. And then write your intentions for your career. So as you write your intentions, write it as if it's already happening or as if it already happened. So when I teach this to my students in the 12-month manifesting journey or my one-on-one clients, I just tell them, like, sometimes it's easier to say, like, I'm grateful that. So you might say, like, I'm grateful that I work in a career that I absolutely love and I make so much money doing it. I'm grateful that my career grows exponentially every single year and I just feel like I'm living my life on purpose. I'm so grateful that my husband's career is thriving and flourishing and we keep making more and more money every single year. I'm so grateful for the clients that flow into my life, blah, blah, blah. Do you get what I'm saying? So you just go, you riff. And you, if you want to start with, I'm grateful that, and just act as if it already happened, that's really what you do. You're going to take this piece of paper that's that wavy, odd shape and just put it behind like a picture frame or put it behind a piece of furniture where no one's going to see it. And just that is going to energetically activate the water element and solidify your intentions for career. Now let's go through the spaces of your home and just rinse and repeat that same methodology. Let's go into the far back center area of your home. That's the fame and reputation area, okay? So when you walk into your home, the far back center area, fame and reputation, that's considered opposite of career. When people hire me for one-on-one consultations and they're like, oh, I want to like amplify my career, they're surprised when we actually go to fame and reputation first. Fame and reputation represents how you are perceived by the outside world. So how you're perceived by clients, potential clients, your community, your online community, your audience, your, you know, this is a place to set your intention for your podcast to grow and for the right people to see you, to hear from you. And then also to be thinking about when people see me, how do I want to be perceived? This is a great space to set your intention for loans, so banks for loans and how they perceive you, and it can actually amplify your wealth. Fame and reputation is the only area amplified by the fire energy. So you're going to cut out a triangular piece of paper for this activity because the triangle activates fire. And then you're going to write your intentions for how you wish to be perceived. I am so grateful that I am a highly sought after fill in the blank. And I'm so grateful that my podcast keeps growing exponentially every single year and my community grows stronger and stronger because I am a highly trusted and valued fill in the blank, right? And you just keep going. You can do this, by the way, listeners, this happens a lot. Like maybe your husband isn't like 100% bought into this or whatever, or your kids are like, what the heck's happening? They don't have to believe in it. You can set your intention on behalf of others too. And they don't have to even know about it, okay? So it's fine. So then you take that triangular piece of paper and then place it behind a photo or behind like a piece of furniture and like keep it there. Let's go to the relationship area because that's the command position. It's very important. People always want to like focus on that. So when you walk into your home, the far back right area of your home is the relationship area. And what I love about this space is it not only represents your romantic relationships, it's a great place to activate, to call in a partner that's going to bring out the best in you, but it's also a great place for business partnerships to focus on. And it's a great place for women because it represents the female energy of the home. So if you want to strengthen your self-confidence, your self-concept, if you're looking to conceive, this is a wonderful area to focus on and to nurture. Relationship area is activated by the earth energy, and the earth energy is going to be represented with the shape of a square. So my advice would be for this particular area to potentially, I would almost do two squares because the space is activated by the number two or even numbers because we're looking at couples and pairing and partnering. The earth energy is going to nurture your partnerships as well as the female energy of the home. So you're going to write your intentions for your relationships, as well as if you're a woman, writing your intentions for how you feel about yourself, and really just like getting in touch with that. I just want to say as a side note, I love rose quartz crystals in the relationship area because it's all about self-love, unconditional love. It's just that soft Venus energy, if you ask me. I actually like carry one around with me all the time. I struggled a lot with my self-confidence for years. And that's like,
I'm 40 years old, just turned 40 this year. And I'm like, finally, it's starting to, I feel like, click because I'm understanding who I am. And I do feel like working in the relationship area is very positive.
I am fascinated. I think I have a friend, my really good friend, my astrologist friend, Jeanette, who I'm like, I'm woo-woo bestie, but I don't know anything about astrology. I always just ask Jeanette. She's a Gemini. She's a Gemini moon. A couple months ago, we were doing a podcast, just a friend podcast. She told me she was getting into feng shui. And I was like, actually, I've thought about feng shui before. Never thought about it. Then I found you recently and I was like, oh my gosh, we have to do this. And I just texted her and I was like, are you still on your feng shui thing? Because she was like thinking about getting certified. And she was like, no, I think that was like one of my ADHD thoughts. I haven't pursued it. And I'm like, I'm doing a podcast tonight with a feng shui expert. We might have to reignite this. And now the fact that I'm on fire for this and I'm going to, like, I pulled out my scissors and paper already. I'm going to get her on fire with me. But something that I was writing down that I just loved and wanted to speak out to everyone that you also touched on is that so many of these spiritual philosophies, and I'm trying to be as like culturally appropriate and appreciative as possible, they coincide so well. By you just pointing out different areas of the home for different things, like just like you, I was writing in these areas, I can also put crystals. Right when you said, I love putting rose quartz in this area. In my career area, I can put a carnelian. In my wealth area, I can be putting pyrite. I can be putting herbs in these areas. I can be anointing these areas with essential oils. It's beautiful. And I love that you can, and I'm sure that continues to amplify it, right?
Okay, we just came up with our own new like little something combo. We're going to create a mini combo course, and it's going to be like how to activate all nine areas of your life with all of those things you just talked about, because it's true. And it's absolutely a rabbit hole when you get into it, because it's like, I can design my home and I can also apply all the things you just said. And it's so much fun, right? Because the possibilities are truly infinite and it's so fun.
Okay, so we're making an ebook. You're doing the numerology, the feng shui. I'll do the crystals and herbs, and it's just going to be a friggin' banger.
I just want listeners to know, like, I kind of rambled off, like, how to activate career, fame, and relationship. But I just want to, like, emphasize that when you get the free mini course, you can actually take everything I just said and apply it to those other areas of life. So you can cut out the pieces of paper to match the shape for each gua and write your intentions. And like, if that's all you did with feng shui, you know, that would be enough. And I'm just excited for everyone who's listening. The other thing I would say too is, like, since I mentioned the relationship area represents the female energy of the home, I also want to mention that the front right area of your home is called helpful people travel. That space is a really important space that people overlook. And that represents, first of all, it represents the male energy of the home, which is why I wanted to bring that up. So the condition of that space, it can represent how your husband or your boyfriend or whatever men are living in the house might feel. So that's an important space to focus on for them and declutter and all of that. But the front right area of your home, helpful people travel, helps you connect with your angels and guides, your intuition. Also, real life helpful people, because it takes and it influences your wealth, because it takes a village and you need helpful people to support you with childcare, taking care of your home, taking care of your finances, taking guidance for all of the different things, for making sound business decisions, networking opportunities. And it's like when you activate helpful people travel, it's actually going to influence, like, your life is going to feel so much lighter and easier, and you're actually going to have more of a capacity to build your wealth because the helpful people travel is going to influence it. It's such a key space to activate. So I just don't want you to overlook it. A lot of my one-on-one clients aren't necessarily coming to me and being like, hey, Christina, I want to work with you for more helpful people. However, we do go there because it's so important.
Thank you, especially if it complements one that's so important. And that's ironic to me that angels and guides and the spirituality is associated with the masculine energy of the home.
Oh, that is interesting.
But I mean,
thought about that.
The helpful people make sense to me. But anyway, are you ready for your five fun questions?
Yeah, let's go.
First question. You're getting takeout and nothing is off limits. What kind of food are you getting?
It's so weird. You said takeout. Now, automatically, I thought Chinese food. It's like the best.
Is
like,
that
why wouldn't you? That's like, it's a rarity. Like, we do not order a lot of Chinese. Our kids don't like it. Definitely Henry. He just passes out the fortune cookies, which is like my favorite part of Chinese food. Well, Abby does okay with it. But that, I love Chinese food. And I have to say, Lunar New Year is a big deal when it comes to manifesting with feng shui. It's the most auspicious day to set yourself up for financial success in the following year. So This year, Lunar New Year, it changes every year, the date does. So this year, Lunar New Year's Eve is on January 28th, and Lunar New Year's Day is January 29th. I swear to you, I didn't plan to like bring this up, but you've mentioned takeout. I thought about, what I love to do is Lunar New Year's Eve. I teach a ceremony called Welcome the Wealth, and you set your table with intention with specific foods, like, for example, pot stickers for pockets full of money, pocketbooks full of wealth, noodles for long life. So I get lao mein noodles, all these different things, greens for longevity and parents' long life.
This is so cool.
And so, you're the woo-woo bestie, so you'll love it. It's like a very woo ritual where like you literally go outside with incense and you welcome the wealth gods into your home when the clock strikes 11 p.m. Lunar New Year's Eve. Oh yeah, you got to do this.
I'm in.
So I've done this for like 9 years in a row. I'm like, I can't skip a year. And this is going to be my like fourth year teaching it. I look forward to that every year. And that's like, oh my gosh, I love getting the Chinese food. It tastes way better when you get it Lunar New Year's Eve or Lunar New Year's Day, because you're like eating with such intention to like call in the abundance, and you get to think about the year that just passed and how grateful you are. And then you get to talk to the wealth gods and welcome them into your home and show them around and like ask them to stay with you all year. And then all these like really cool things happen all year when it comes to money. So I'm excited. Ooh. I love him.
Thank you for exposing. I wouldn't have known anyway. Do you write thank you cards to people?
Oh, man. I feel like this is a sign from the universe that I should be doing it.
No.
I am horrible. I don't. And actually, I just had a big 40th birthday party where I invited family and friends, and everyone was so generous with their time and just like gave me gifts. And this was like in October, and we are looking at mid-November, and I've thought about like, I should at least just like text people like, hey, I really had a good intention of like handwriting a thank you. And now it's getting to a point where it's like, it's going to be freaking like Christmas Eve. And I'm going to be like, by the way, I've really been wanting to thank you. And then it's just going to be awkward. Like, why is she still thinking about this? My kids, I mean, just you understand as a parent, I'm just so freaking exhausted after throwing a birthday party for my kids that I'm just like, thank you for the gifts. I don't even know who got what. And I'm sorry, but like, long answer. No, I don't. Maybe I should. I think the last thank yous I wrote were for after like my wedding or something.
Well, I actually go out of my way, like if I'm ever at a wedding or a baby shower, where sometimes they're intentional enough to put out envelopes so you can address it yourself so that you do have to work for them. I'm like, don't write me a thank you note. I'm not going to read it. And it's a waste of your time. Because most of the time, like, yeah, I appreciate it. It's so nice. But like, I read it and I put it down and I don't think about it. And I didn't write thank you cards for Hawthorne's birthday Eve. I just tell everyone, like, don't expect a thank you card. But what is special is when you write like random thank you cards for throughout the year. I used to have a thing called Thank You Card Thursday, where I would just pick someone in my life that inspired me, and I would thank them for inspiring me and list out all of the qualities that they had that I admired and that I adopted, and like maybe a memory that I had that impacted me. Those are the ones that you need to focus on. Not all of the 50 people that came to Henry's birthday, but the people that impact your life. Those are the ones.
You're so sweet. You honestly made me feel better about that question. But then my brain was like, wait a minute, did she like DM my sister? And then my sister was like, tell her to start writing thank you cards.
Okay, so let me be honest. My stalking didn't actually start in college. It started way before, but I didn't tell you that. And you unlocked a core memory. When I was a freshman, I'm almost done, I promise. When I was a freshman in high school, I was in a class called AP Human Geography, which was mostly seniors because it was such an easy class. And it was just like an easy A.
AP, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know it sounds ironic, but like it was just like a chill class. So the seniors always got out 3 or 4 weeks before the rest of the school. That was like one of their senior perks. And our teacher, the sweetest thing, like she was my teacher. And then I was a teacher at the same high school. And then we were friends. And she, at the end of the year, would pair up seniors with freshmen. And we would have like a senior day and we'd bring in cake and cupcakes and snacks. And the freshmen would like write a letter to the seniors. I don't know how she had the audacity to do this because like none of us were friends enough with the seniors. It's like she wasn't even like pairing us as if we had relationships. But and we would say a speech in front of the class about our assigned senior. And I got paired with someone, didn't really talk to her or know anything about her. But what I did was I went on her Facebook and I reached out to her sister, her boyfriend, who I assumed was her best friend, and I think maybe like a parent. And I said, hey, I'm writing this speech for, I don't even remember her name. Are there any words that I can secretly write on your behalf to give to her in letters after my speech? So that's really, I am really sweet and thoughtful.
You're so sweet. And that is like the best. You are a professional snooper though, I'll tell you.
That's where it started. And you know what? Her and that boyfriend did get married. So it was.
Look at that.
Okay. Anyway. Getting
back. I love it.
Can you write in cursive?
Yes.
Thank God. So you have a big day coming up. You have to have a talk. You have a big meeting. Presentation, you're on HGTV or something, and you want to feel like your best, most confident self, like the way that you feel when you're ovulating, like I can take on the world. I'm the light of this room. I can do whatever I say. Everybody's looking at me. And I just got like, I've got them wrapped around my finger. You know, the feeling I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you're not ovulating. So we need to replicate that attitude. Are there any practices that you do, things that you wear to get into your bad bitch energy?
Girl, I had a recent experience where I started my podcast in 2022 and I started it like through an app, just like sitting at my computer, like most people do. And just recently, I went on season 5. It's 2024. Just recently, I flew to Austin, Texas to get it professionally produced. Ooh. It was like the craziest experience. Now, I'm telling you, I don't even know like whose life is this, but I worked with a stylist, first of all, to get all my outfits together for multiple things. I did a batch session in Austin and it was a beautiful experience. And then I flew back to Chicago and the next day I had like a photo session and like I needed to get that energy going, like what you're talking about. Firstly, I'm into all the things. So astrocartography is really, really big in my manifesting world of tools. It's like when they take your birth chart and based on your astrology birth chart, you can identify the areas of the world where you would be most prosperous and joyful and all of the things. And Austin, Texas is like this place for me. And I literally feel like, I know this is kind of a weird way to answer, but I will get to it. I feel like the residual of impact of me being in an auspicious location on the globe, on the map, was like the secret sauce to the photo session. Cause I had never had such an amazing photo session in my life where I just like, you know how like you get photos taken of you and you're just like, you just like stand still and you just feel like super awkward and everyone's looking at you and it just feels weird. I don't know. Is this me? That's how I am.
Not
just. Just like, this is just so weird. Why? Oh my God. Not at all how I felt at this last photo session, which was in Chicago. And I feel like there was this residual energetic impact of me having like done, live out my life purpose, like getting a professionally produced show and then like going to this. It was the energy. Now, what do I do when I can't just like fly to a good place? Definitely crystals in my bra. Huge activator. Absolutely. So I'm very intentional about that. And, you know, I love like calling in abundance. So I love Centrine. That's that the yellow one. It's like good for money energy. And I told you I love rose quartz for unconditional self-love and acceptance. And then sometimes I'll throw in something else in there, you know? like just depending on what I need for the day. And then I just wanted to say, like, the clothes and like dressing with intention, you know, working with a stylist, I feel like she has helped me. I've worked with several stylists. Maybe it's something you start to do when you're turned 40. I don't know. But I just find such value in wearing clothing where it's like you have to be seen. Like you're not just like hiding in your clothes. You actually are like wearing clothes that are like form-fitting. It's not always comfortable to like show up and be seen. But I do believe that there's power in dressing in the person that you want to become.
Very, very much the same. I have to have bad bitch energy tomorrow and I've been planning my outfit all week. Because when you feel good that way, you look, when you look good and you look confident and you're like, man, I'm really killing this outfit right now. That's going to translate into all, into your personality, into the conversations that you have, into the way that you just show up in your energy, even without saying anything in a room. Love it. And might I also suggest for future, carnelian in your bra. That carnelian or tiger's eye are both my combo for like courage and confidence and like passion. I'm going to do the damn thing. So something to keep.
Thank you for that, carnelian. I really haven't heard of it very much, but you mentioned it. Well, it is beautiful.
Super red. It's a sacral chakra. So your sacral chakra, you know, creativity, passion, like forward motion.
That is incredible. Thank you for that tip. I'm totally going to use that because I do feel like my sacral is like the area that has always been like kind of blocked for me. And I just think that's going to help.
Yes. Get that.
Love it.
Last question. Okay. Waffles or pancakes?
Because they're both such a good treat. Ah.
Oh my gosh. Usually people are very passionate about this one. I don't know. I ask my friends all the time. I ask my students all the time.
And they're, like I said, they're both such a treat. I like love them both. Shit. If they're both in front of me, what am I going to do? A waffle with some powdered sugar on it and some butter. I mean, that's, and of course, syrup. Like that's a treat. I guess I got to go with the waffle, but yeah, let's go with the waffle.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not super passionate because I mean, I'll take the pancakes too. Those are good.
Of course. Of course. Well, good answer because I'm a waffle girl too. Thanks for hanging out with me. Please tell everyone where they can find you, how they can support you, listen to you, learn from you, pimp yourself out.
Well, honestly, like, I just want to share, like, you know, you can find me, ChristinaHollinger.com, or, you know, stalk me on Instagram or whatever, either way. And it's like all there for you. And I just feel like we talked a lot about the free mini course. And I just feel like if listeners just want to like tap into that and like start manifesting with feng shui, it would just be my greatest honor to be able to teach you through that and then follow the path of inspiration. And if you feel like working with me in any other way, like I would love to work with you. Season 5 of the podcast is going to start December 8th. And we are heading towards the year. We're in the year of the wood dragon right now, 2024 year of the wood dragon. The year of the wood snake starts January 29th. We're gearing up for a really big year as well. So I would love to also see you there. And my podcast is now called Manifesting with Feng Shui. You can find it anywhere where podcasts are streamed.
Amazing way to maximize that SEO.
I don't really say that.
I don't really know what SEO is, but I think that was an appropriate comment for me to make.
It's funny you say that, though, because I was in Nashville a couple months ago and it just like came to me. I was like with a group of like women who have these incredibly amazing podcasts. And I was like, why am I at this table? I was sitting there with like Marianne Williamson. I'm like, what's happening? I had this insight. I was like, I need to change the name of my podcast. And I did.
You have been so graceful, so passionate, so heart forward and intelligent on this topic. Obviously, your passion for sharing this information, for the pure joy of sharing this information, has been incredibly evident from the beginning of us talking. Thank you for taking the time to be here, for doing this work in the world, and for letting me say fuck and shit so much, and for being so open to the fact that I did semi-attempt to stalk you and your family before we got on this podcast. It was very
You're hilarious. I'm so grateful to know you and to have this opportunity to get to know you and also to share this with your community. You're freaking awesome. You're such a badass. And I can't wait for our, you know, specialty, whatever we just came up with. You heard it here first.
You heard it here first. Our ebook, Maximizing Feng Shui with Crystals, Essential Oils, Herbs, and Numerology. We'll be workshopping that. Patent pending.
I hope you enjoyed the wisdom, knowledge, and camaraderie that was shared today. If you enjoy this podcast and hanging out every week, make sure to subscribe to this show so that you never miss an episode. And if you really want to make my heart sing with joy, take a couple of minutes today to rate and review this show. In doing this, you're exposing the show to others that are just like you and just like me and would benefit from the information shared here as well. If we're not already connected, you can follow me on Instagram at woowoobestie_Suzie, S-U-Z-Y, where I share more about my plant magic journey, spirituality, and knowledge about essential oils. I've also linked our Woo Woo Bestie Facebook group below if you're not already a part of it. It's a safe space for seekers of wisdom and those anywhere on their journey of spirituality. Ask your questions, share your moon rituals, learn from the collective wisdom of the Woo Woo community. All are welcome, and I would love to see you there. I hope that you have the best week ever. Until next time.